the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
John Ding is back with you here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. And, I'm really confused. This is not Cougar Corner, but we have Cougars here. We do. We have Lady Cougar head coach Dan Wilkerson here. And the reason we have him here at this early time, and we did tell Judy Coates, and if you tell Judy, then she can get everything out to all the Cougar fans that are want to listen, and that we wanted to make sure we had you guys on. And we know you got I know you're going to be busy here in about another hour. So, but we wanted to get you guys in today and talk about what a phenomenal season. We really I haven't had an opportunity to really talk with you. We did talk to Jason, but it's just got to be just quite a thrill that both of you guys are in this at the same time. He kind of spoke on your behalf, but now that you're here, you could express how you feel about it, because I know it's been a real ride, really, for you. I mean, it's just something you dream about sometimes.
It really is, and it's been so much fun because of the support that we've had from the school and the fans. The kids really got into it. I think starting in the district tournament, it was our first time to ever host that. And so the kids just came out, and it was a phenomenal atmosphere. And I think that helped propel both our teams, who were, you know, underdogs, at least on in the seeding, to start the run that we're on right now. And it really is. We've said this for years, is it's a family atmosphere at Middle Tennessee Christian School. And so that has showed throughout the tournaments and the games lately.
A lot of work, but I know you had to be pleased. You kind of thanked the home crowd and all the parents by playing well and doing so well in it. And there are some people I know you probably want to mention on the team that, but to me it seems that Julia Howard has kind of stepped up a little and taken a real leadership role in this run, and her experience has been key for you.
Absolutely. We are incredibly proud of her. And though she's a senior, you know, quite honestly, she hasn't always played like a senior. And that's not specific to her. That happens for several years. We've had girls that at some point, and it may happen everywhere, but at some point they realize, hey, you know, this is my last little run here. And we actually saw Julia, who has played well and has been one of our leaders all year, we saw her take it to another level in the first game of the district, and she really hasn't looked back. But in Huntland, that first game when the 6 versus the 3 seed, we saw her go up, and she and another girl got to the rebound at the same time, but she just ripped it out. And I mean, really, we as coaches looked at each other and said, all right, that's what we've been waiting for. And so she has really sparked some intensity and some focus that we think has been really beneficial to us on this run.
To win and to get to where you guys are at this point, one game away from the sub-state, you got to have things go your way, too. I mean, I don't know that any coach can sit there and say, okay, I planned all this and this is all working out and everybody's played well. But you've had some breaks, and you got to have that. You know, you've been pretty much injury-free. The district was at your place. That's got to help. I heard you're going to get that district term again in 2047. but basically, seriously, it really – things have to go – and you have to start playing. And a big key that a lot of people I don't think understand, you've got to start playing well at the right time. And I think that's what happened to the Lady Cougars.
I think so. And that really is something that we preach from a very early point, is when we're conditioning, we let the girls know this isn't for next week. This is for down the road. And when we start the district tournament, you know, we say we're not playing for one game. And honestly, we tell them, you know, that we're not playing for tonight, that we're planning on playing several games next week. And that may not happen, but it might. And we're taking the precautions necessary to be in a situation where if we have to play those, that we're ready. So we take it, you know, to some degree, we take it a game at a time with utmost confidence. But we're trying to get better. And that there was one game, it may have been in the district tournament or right before that, where we were doing some running, and the girls, and we like to joke with each other, and they're allowed to joke with us too, and they said, wow, we're running all this before a game. I said, that's right, because this isn't the last game. We're not playing for now. We're still worried about March, so we got to keep that shape. And the girls have worked really, really hard.
They don't realize, I think, sometimes at the age they are, how many opportunities that they come around, and they don't come around a lot of times. Some programs do. You know, you've got your Riverdales, and you guys have been fortunate to get in this position on a couple occasions, but it might not come around for 6, 7, 8 years. Sometimes some teams never get back there. And do you stress that to them? Do you tell them that? Or because they've got to know that this might be the only opportunity that they'll ever get.
Yeah, we do talk about it a little bit. We've been fortunate, you know, in 6 years that I've been there. This will be our fourth time to the sub-state game. We're hoping to crack through and get to play at Murphy Center. But because we're so young, there are very few girls that were with us the last time. And there were a lot of things that worked against us last year, including some injuries. And so last year was the first time that we didn't advance to the region. And I think that humbled us a little bit and let the girls know, including girls like Julia Howard, hey, you don't always get to go to region. Like, and the plaques that we have in our locker room, they don't give those out. You have to earn those. And so I do think that the girls have that mindset. And they have talked about it and prepared for it. And I think they're ready.
You have an eighth grader that is playing valuable minutes. That is probably unheard of just about anywhere. And it's a credit to you, I think, to see something in a player. And a lot of coaches would say, she's in eighth grade, she's not playing. She's not gonna play. She's gonna earn her keep and that kind of thing. But you had the foresight to see something in Wilkerson that maybe other people might not see, but you don't have any reservations about throwing her out there in the heat of the battle at all, do you?
No, sir. She but when you talk about earning, I mean, she does. She has earned it in practice and in the games. And some people may think that I favor her because she's my daughter, which if she's listening.
I didn't even know that. Actually, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
If she's here listening right now, she's rolling her eyes. That's kind of a running joke between us. I on good games, I claim her, but she doesn't always claim me. But yeah, she is a.
But if anybody knows you.
Right.
Knows it wouldn't matter if it was your wife.
Oh, absolutely.
If she didn't perform, she wouldn't be playing.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, she is.
She knows that too, doesn't she?
She does. She's got ice cold water in her veins. She's pretty emotionless. She doesn't, you know, get too excited or too depressed. She goes out. She's a real competitor and stays in the gym a lot. I think a lot of that is attributed to Brad Wilkerson, her dad, who I think is Moore County's all-time leading scorer. And, you know, they stay in the gym. And she's a great, great girl. And really, she's following in the steps of some other young girls like Jordan Faulkner and Julianne Peters, who are after practice shooting free throws. And so she understands what it takes to play that level. She has given us some valuable minutes.
It's usually the thing about playing younger kids is the physical part of it and that kind of thing. But she handles the ball well, and she doesn't seem – and I think you said it right, ice water. It doesn't seem to bother her, you know, what kind of game or how big a game it is. And Megan Smith's another one that has really done a great job for you. I guess we could go through the whole roster, but we'll stick with Megan right now.
Right. Megan is truly a special kid as well. She did not get to play last year. She was ineligible for moving from another school. And so she has a perspective that a lot of the girls don't have as well. And having to sit out a season of something that she really loves, I think has motivated her. She's probably the hardest working girl that I've ever coached. And that really helps. You know, the rest of the team, when they see how hard she's working, then they have to try to keep pace with her. And she's just a joy to coach.
Well, it's never fun to go on the road, but tell us that experience. What are you going to do today, and how have you prepared?
Well, we have a commitment that the coaches have made to the girls, and if they'll do their best and do everything that's within their power, then we as coaches will do everything within our power. So we've been driving around trying to get tape and staying up late watching some video. We have shared some of that with the girls, and we're going to meet here in just a little while, and we'll watch some video. We'll run through some sets that we expect to see tonight and some offensive principles that we expect to run. And we'll just shoot around, try to stay loose. I think that's maybe one of the benefits of having only one senior on the team. Is that the girls maybe aren't as stressed, or, you know, that they don't maybe understand. They do understand it's the last game, but they still see their future ahead of them, and so they're not real nervous, I don't think, about tonight. And that's not because they're overconfident. They just realize that they've been prepared for it, and I think, you know, they're ready.
on paper, if you look at it, 17-15, look at records, Perry County's 27-4. You know, you would like, oh, well, you know, but it's not quite that easy to put it on paper because you're, again, one of those teams that kind of hit the highway running there during the tournament time. Tell us a little bit about Perry County, if you had an opportunity to see them or see some film on them, and tell kind of what you're going to have to face tonight.
Well, the boys actually are playing Perry County on
I'm sorry, yeah.
Monday. That's right. We've got Loretto, and we have seen them. They are they've got some great size. Coach Tipps does a phenomenal job. In fact, they to get to this game, they upset a Summertown team.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to ask you about. And I was reading the boys' brackets. I'm sorry, but that was an upset. So if things were going to happen, that's kind of maybe a good thing, you know?
We think so. We're trying not to get too excited about it because, you know, I guess the good news is, you know, we may play a team that is not Summertown. The bad news is we're playing the team that just beat Summertown. Summertown is one of the favorites, and you know, but Coach Tipps does a great job. Last year, Moore County was one of the favorites. Moore County got upset and had to go to Loretto to play in this game last year, and we're still picked to win. And Loretto, again, is a really tough place to play, and they do a great job. Their coaching staff with Coach Tipps does a great job with them, and so we're not taking anything for granted. But, you know, we do think that we have a shot to go in there and make some noise tonight.
20-12, you guys, Loretto 18-15, much more of a match that I think you match up better with Loretto. And I guess, you know, Moore County looking at it as, well, we got it at home, but maybe we got punished a little bit. And that's going to be an angry little Summertown bunch, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And they played earlier in the year. I think Summertown got the best of them in that first game, and that was really early. You know, I think a lot of people feel that both of those teams are deserving to go to the tournament, and only one of them will go, and that's something that we've preached to our girls as well because, again, as a sixth seed in the district tournament and then upsetting the McEwen, who's the one seed of the other region, to go to our region finals, you know, the best team on paper isn't always the team that comes out victorious. And so I would say we're certainly the underdog tonight going to Loretto. But our girls understand that just because maybe if, you know, we're not being picked by some people, doesn't mean that we can't go there and pull out an upset.
And you've been there before. I mean, it's not like the last, I guess, I don't know, have you been favored in any of these games that you played? Probably. I maybe won, you know, of the group. So it's kind of something that they don't really care, I guess, at this point, do they?
Oh, no. And that, again, I think some of that's because, you know, we're young. And so they don't get too, I guess, hyped up about games. And we also try to preach to them, we want to control the things that we can control. And we can't control, you know, now the fact that we're going to Loretto. We can't control their crowd. We can't control the officials. But we can do the things that, you know, we've been doing for weeks, and including, you know, drinking the right amount of water and washing our hands. And so we stave off some sickness maybe and going to bed at a decent time. And then obviously on the floor, we want to keep our composure and intensity. And so I think, you know, again, I'll be surprised if we're not a little nervous, especially in that atmosphere. But to a degree, we're just going out and doing what we've been doing. And that is maybe relishing the fact that we're a little bit of an underdog. But they, you know, they, it's a really good group of girls. It's fun to coach.
Refresh my memory. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, how many years ago was it when you were, have you gone this far with the Middle Tennessee Christian School girls?
Yes, sir.
Wasn't it 2 years ago, maybe three?
Yeah, this is my sixth year with this staff, and we've actually been to the sub-state. This will be our fourth time.
Okay.
Last year was the only year we didn't advance through the region tournament anyway.
You got a pretty good run going yourself there, Coach. You know,
I'd like to think so.
And we hope that that run continues tonight. And you're leaving out about what time, 3:30 tonight?
Yes, sir.
This afternoon?
Yes.
Going to have a little shoot around before you go? Or?
We are. We're going to watch some tape and walk through some things and shoot around just a little bit.
So, yes, you, in other words, you're telling me you got to go.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right. Dan Wilkinson. Hey, good luck to you tonight. And the Lady Cougars have had a great year regardless. But we hope to see you next week and, you know, talking maybe some really good things that have happened.
I hope so.
So it's a big week for you. So good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Dan Wilkinson, the head coach of the Lady Cougars. And they will be traveling to Loretto tonight. That game started 7 o'clock. And if you're a Cougar fan or if you're just a basketball fan, that's not a bad little road trip to go down and check out the Lady Cougars. When we come back, we will have, let me look on our little roster here because I've gotten behind. It'll be MTCS boys basketball coach Jason Piercy coming up right after we take this time out. From the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, you're listening to the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner.